A word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 9 to 11. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord, and did not go down to his house. When they told David Uriah did not go down to his house, David said to Uriah, "Have you not come from a journey? Why did you not go down to your house?" Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah dwell in booths, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are camping in the open field. Shall I then go to my house to eat and drink and to lie with my wife? As you live and as your soul lives, I will not do this thing." Here we find that Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, with whom David had sinned, was more honorable than David himself. We find in Uriah a godliness, a fear of God, that had disappeared from David's life. I think it was the man Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the theologian who was put to death, executed at the end of the Second World War by the Nazis, who said that when a man is enticed by lust, he loses all sense of God. And that's what's happened to David. We've looked previously at the slippery slope down, and then how he calls Uriah, and he tries with his grand cover-up to send Uriah home so that the pregnancy would not be blamed on the king. But then he discovers in Uriah a godliness, and the Lord was in Uriah, perhaps trying to display to David clearly the dishonorable thing that David had done compared to his servant Uriah. And so Uriah refused to go home, even though David had sent a present and had tried to make him feel comfortable. He had asked him questions about the war, and it seemed with all his questioning and all his niceties that he was actually interested in Uriah. He was not. He was only self-interested. You might find that that happens to you as well. You put up such a facade, such a pretense of interest in other people, but it's only self-interest. And David was already thinking of how he's going to cover this up. And Uriah, remembering his brothers at war, he says, "I shall not, even if you, my king, tell me to." Do you have that same honorable spirit as Uriah did? Or are you like David in his sin? We are fana yini not David esonweni sake na.